Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tatika. How may I help you?
I was just trying to find out what company this was. I seen a debit on my checking account.
Yes, ma'am. This is a third-party call center. We handle nothing but customer service. We are outsourced for hundreds of companies to handle the customer service. So only way that I can find out what that charge is if I go into the account and find out. Could I get your zip code and your phone number? I mean, your zip code and your first and last name.
Yes, it's 15126.
Okay.
And my name is Candy Charamella.
15126?
Yes, Imperial, Pennsylvania. Yeah, it just came up as improved life quality.
I understand. And what's your last name again?
Charamella, C-I-A-R-A-M-E-L-L-A.
Okay. Okay. Let me get you a spell your last name again for me.
Sure. C-I-A.
C-I-A.
R-A.
R-A.
R-A. M-E. L-L-A.
Hmm. And I'm looking. And how much was the charge?
$59.89.
Okay. I'll tell you what we'll do. Do you have the card on hand, ma'am?
Well, no, it doesn't. It just tells me it's a POS debit, but it doesn't tell me the card, last four digits of the card used.
Because I put in your last name, I put in the zip code, and I did put in your phone number. Give me your zip code one more time, and I'm going to look through. I'm going to do an extensive one.
Okay, it's 15126.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-mm. Let me see. Okay. And I don't have another one. I was looking for to see if I had another page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's what I'm looking for. And see, if I had the card, then if I had the first six of the card and the ending of the card, then I could really, really find it. Because I went by your phone number, I went by your last name, and I went by your zip code. And your name is not coming up, and I'm looking for the last name. I remember that more of how I spelt it. So that's what I'm looking for, but I don't have anyone with that name.
Now, this particular account has two people on it. Could it be the other person's name?
Okay. What's that name?
Okay, that last name is Chadish, C-H-A-D-I-S-H.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. His first name, Ryan?
Ryan, yep.
Okay, could you verify your address for me?
8181 Steubenville Pike, Imperial,
yes,
15126.
Yes, ma'am.
And what company was that for?
Basically, hold on. Let me go into this. It was, he did this...
Thursday.
Yes, okay. He did.
See, I'm
kind of
on track with
you. Yes, ma'am. He did it Thursday. He entered a contest to win some Craftsman tools. And in the terms...
entered a contest to win Craftsman tools? Yeah.
Yeah. And in the terms and agreement, it also said that he was being entered into a meal planning app called Bite Hugs.
A meal plan?
Yes, ma'am.
What is that? Okay.
Okay, it's a meal planning app, and the app does what it does is it helps you create meals to based on how many calories you want to consume in a day.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I've heard of things like that.
Yes, ma'am. And that's what happened. He did,
and
this
is
a
that way.
Yes, ma'am. And it's a reoccurring charge also.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
How do I get that stopped?
I can stop it today.
Please, because I don't think he realized what he had done, because he's looking at me like I lost my mind. It was to do a meal plan to watch how many calories you eat in a day, and it's a reoccurring charge. Yeah, he says definitely not, but apparently you entered to try to win pools.
And it's in the term, and yeah, and when he did that, it's in the term and agreement before he hit the box to say, okay.
Oh, he said he doesn't recall doing that, but.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Because I was going to dispute it with our bank, but I thought, I seen the number, I thought, well, let me give him a call and.
Yes, ma'am.
Try to figure it out.
Yes, ma'am. That's what happened. And at the moment, I know he said he didn't want it, but I can't offer $20 a month. And if
he doesn't want it at all. I mean,
okay.
Come on.
I know.
That's not even something he would even consider doing.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
So that obviously was a mistake, but that's a big $60 mistake. So I
yes,
definitely
ma'am.
Want that off there.
Yes, ma'am. I can offer you 50% of your refund back, but this is a legitimate charge.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, anything is better than nothing at this point, because like I said, I was just going to dispute it with the bank.
Yeah, and they would have said it was a legitimate charge, and you wouldn't have got anything. Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Hold on 1 minute, ma'am. Let me get this worked
all
up
right,
for you, okay?
You.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Ma'am.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. It will be, you will get a refund of $29.95. $29.95. And it will take 3 to 5 business days before that is back in your account.
All right. And then what about the cancel it?
It's canceled.
It?
I did cancel
oh, okay.
it for you. Hold on 1 minute.
All right.
And let me get your confirmation number, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. No problem. That's what I'm here for. Customer service.
I got to watch this. You never know what happens.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Like I said, that will be in his back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
$29.95. And you're very welcome. And your cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
All right. 721. All right.
275.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for your help.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling the customer
right.
service, and you have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.